that you got a lot of pucks through, whether it's back down below the goal line or on net. We didn't really get much block, which I think helps keep our offense moving.
One of the things that I think Paul had mentioned a couple of days ago just about getting pucks through, because against Pittsburgh they had 20-some blocks. As a defenseman, what's kind of the key to creating the shot lanes for yourself?
Moving before you get the puck, I think, is probably the biggest thing. If you get it standing still, it's kind of tough to make a lane when their guy's already in it. So trying to move before you get the puck and create something, and when it's not there, don't really force it.
Team's been pretty consistent in this building all season long. You dropped both home games prior to last night. How big was it just to kind of have the performance you guys did for the entire 60 minutes to start off this week on the right note?
Yeah, it goes back to just being confident in the game we play. Every team goes through stretches. Wherever you don't get a bounce, it doesn't go well for you. But just trying to battle out and don't let those things linger on too long. So we did a good job of that, and we got one game, but we gotta stay on that positive note and keep rolling.
What's the second half of the season about for you guys? What are the key things to work on?
I think we like our game for the most part, for stretches, finding a consistent game for 60 minutes. And I mean, things kind of heat up here in the next couple months. So it's going to be a dogfight, and be ready to play the full 60 minutes hard. And hopefully we'll be in a good spot.
What stands out about Colorado when you look at them?
Obviously that top line for me is probably one of the best lines in hockey, if not the best. So it's going to be a challenge. They create a lot off of each other, and they're quick, and they don't need a lot of space to make something happen. So you're going to have to be ready.